This morning to Mark, the fourth chapter, and we'll take a longer look at the parable of the sower and the seed. Father, I thank you for this time that we've had together this week. I ask that you would prepare us today to receive your word, that we may take hold of your promises and walk in them. We pray this in Jesus' name, Father. Help us to see the truth, that that truth may make us free through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Amen. We'll start in the 16th verse. Now, Satan comes for the word. Man is the carrier of the word of God. You are a carrier. You're dangerous. You're infectious. You could start an epidemic. And Satan works at infectious disease control. And sometimes it's difficult for us to walk by faith. It seems like the word isn't working, and that faith isn't operating. We're told to walk by faith and not by sight, and Satan will engineer circumstances to try to make the word of God to no effect in our life, to get us to believe what we see or what we hear or what we feel, or maybe to go by experience, past experience. And sometimes it's hard because your circumstances are so there, right in front of you, and you can get caught up in them. And that's why it's so important to feed your spirit every day. Feed the word of God in your spirit to develop your ability to stand on faith, your ability to believe God despite anything else. See, Scripture says that no temptation will come that's too great for you. See, you can walk by faith. The temptation is to walk in fear. Well, let's go ahead and back up to the 14th verse. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, they hear the word. Every type of ground here hears the word. Every type of heart. Satan comes immediately and takes away the word which was sown in their heart. These people don't even get saved. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves. There's no root there. They haven't deposited the word in and allowed it to take root and begin to grow, to produce. And so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, when circumstances rise up against the word, immediately they are offended. Don't ever let the word of God offend you. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in. See, they have to enter in. They have to choke the word. Choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. See, when you become offended by, let's go back to that being offended. When you allow yourself to be offended by the word of God, that means that you allow yourself to be resentful or indignant, and to stumble and fall away from the truth or from the word of God. And you end up loving the lie rather than the truth. And the third chapter of James tells us not to lie against the truth. James 3:14. Do not lie against the truth, lest we walk in earthly wisdom. And the first chapter of Romans says, exchanging the truth of God for the lie, serving creation or Satan rather than the Creator. So there's, see, no depth there. They need a depth of soil to believe the truth. See, Satan wants to manage you. Now, if he can't get your spirit, if it's already born again, then he wants your mind, your body, your money, your health, etc. So notice that there's five things that choke the word. The cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So persecution, affliction, cares of the world, deceitfulness of man, and the lust or the pressure. See, lust is not just, you know, when you think of lust, you think of like sexual things, what have you. Lust is just pressure. You can have a lust for ice cream. You can have a lust for anything. But it's pressure of other things entering in and choking the word. See, this is all Satan has to work with. He has no power or authority. This is all he can do. These are the five things he works with. But if we are rooted and grounded in love, in God, in his word, see, Then we're full of His seed, and that word will prevail. In order for God to honor us as His children, we have to honor Him as our Father. We have to honor His word. You know, Jesus was anointed to preach the gospel. And if you believed what He said, that anointing, that power of life, would work for you. The scripture says that love never fails. The truth always overcomes the lie. And we have to allow the truth of God to dwell richly in us and allow it to make us free from the lies and the deceitfulness of the world in every area of our life. Allowing our hearts to be deep soil, good, rich soil for the word, for the truth, that's going to bear fruit. See, sometimes we're going to have to act on the word of God just because He said to, not based on our understanding. You know, if you limit God to your understanding, you're going to have a very small God. You know, if he tells you to do something, you don't understand it, and that's your basis for not doing it, He's not much of a God. No, you have to believe God in order for Him to move on your behalf. See, God's word concerning healing heals. And God's word concerning forgiveness forgives. It's anointed to do what it is. It's a seed, and it bears fruit of its own kind. It has life in it to produce its own kind. In John 1:4 it says, "In Him was life, and that life was given to man, was given to us, lest that at any time we might be converted and our sins forgiven." God's word contains life to meet our needs. Lest at any time we should see and hear and understand with our heart and allow it, the word, to change us. So we have to allow the word to prevail over our thinking process, over our mind, before it can prevail over our circumstances. We have to allow it to change our thoughts and our words. And when your mind is going one way and the word says something else, you need to change your mind and go the word's way. The word can't fail. Don't let go of it, and you'll be there when it happens. You know, if you stick with God, you'll be there when it happens, when your faith brings to pass the thing hoped for. Now notice in the 15th verse of Mark 4 that Satan was not sent. Satan is not the teacher of the church. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. See, man allows Satan to come in, not God. God says for us not to give him any place. See, not to allow him in. See, the subject of this parable is the word of God and how to use it to produce a hundredfold. How to understand God so that Satan will not be able to snatch it away. See, to have understanding, it's the truth that you know that makes you free. Knowing it. So you may know about a car, you may understand the car, but you need to get to the point where you comprehend it, that you understand how it operates. Not just how to drive it, but how it operates. Break it down. We need to comprehend and know the love of Christ. See, we comprehend God by His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit in us. Now notice, Satan was not sent. He's not the teacher. And in Matthew's account, it tells us that Satan snatches the word from those who do not comprehend or understand the word. They didn't have any depth of soil. Notice also that Satan comes immediately. He wants to stop it. He wants to stop the word while it's still a seed. So you can't tell what kind of a plant it is while it's still a seed. The seed has to grow before it produces fruit. And Satan wants to get that seed out of there before it's had time to produce a revelation of what it is saying to you. Given time, the word of God thought about and spoken with your mouth gets to be more real than that which you see or feel on the outside. You know, in Matthew 6:31, Jesus said, "Why take ye the thought saying?" The way you take thoughts is by saying them. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, "My family are those that hear my word and act on it, those that incline their ear to my words. So given time, the word of God will produce what it is in you, because your heart is the ground that it will grow in. See, you need to have what God says is true be more real than anything you see or feel, because the image, the picture it has produced in your heart is the truth. And that picture, see, that truth that you see is what makes you free. You begin to see yourself through the eyes of God. You begin to see yourself laying hold of the promises of God. And all of a sudden, Satan's going to have a lot harder time stealing from you. Satan's here to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Jesus came that you might have life. And having life, have it more abundantly. Father, I pray for everyone listening to this broadcast. And I just thank you now that we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we will not allow fear in. We will walk by faith, not by sight. We will not be moved by anything except your word, Father. I ask now that you would help to strengthen us, help us to put your word into our hearts, that we may be good ground, that we will produce fruit, that we will bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. I pray for your anointing, Father, to be on the men and women of God in this city. I pray for our president, the vice president, for the Congress and Senate, for the Supreme Court judges, for all the elected and appointed officials in this country. I pray for our mayor. I pray for all the law enforcement agencies and the military. Father, watch over this country. Keep us strong and help us to walk in honor. And those men and women that will not hear or cannot hear your voice, I ask that you would remove them from office. That those that will honor you, Father, I ask that you would cause them to be seen with great favor. Prosper us, Father. Keep us safe. Keep us from the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a strong day. God bless you. We'll see you Monday.